This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Taxes was getting frustrated by your forms. Now Taxes is uploading your forms with a snap, and a TurboTax expert will do your taxes for you. One who's backed by the latest tech, which cross-checks millions of data points for absolute accuracy, all of which makes it easy for you to get the most money back guaranteed. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now for this week's Out and About, I'm delighted to be in the Shelbourne Hotel with the Say Tax Group and their American-Irish tax specialists. And we're really looking at a new phenomenon, which is doing business in the States under the new regime of the presidency of Donald Trump. Challenges, new and old, facing Irish businesses in the United States. I have a couple of people I want to talk to. My first guest is Stephen Casey. He's a dual qualified accountant. He operates in here and in New York. He's also an attorney, and he advises Irish businesses in particular about easy entries and doing business in the US. Tell me about, I suppose, the landscape in the US for Irish businesses. Like, there's 300 million people there. There's massive opportunity. But in terms of, I suppose, common slip-ups that businesses might make on entering the US market, what advice would you give them?
What we see is when Irish businesses come over to the United States, it's a great market, it's a big market. We see like very good business plans in place. We see good caliber of people coming forward. But what's often missed are those details. It's that, you know, it's the horseshoes that trip you up. We see that Irish businesses come over, they mightn't be totally cognizant as to how sales tax works in the United States, as to how payroll taxes work in the United States, as to how LLCs and different corporate entities. So, you know, I noticed that about 12 years ago, and that's sort of what's inspired me to set up Say Tax.
And when we look at the states, and we look at the, I suppose, the individual state requirements, you know, so there's 50 plus different ways of doing things, depending on what state you choose to operate in. Would that be the case?
Well, yeah, that is. Company law is done at the state level in the United States, as is most labor law that's effective. It's done at the state level. And of course, sales tax is done at the state level. Not every state has sales tax, but localities within states do have different sales tax. So when we looked at this last year, we came up, there's over 13,000 different sales tax combinations and localities in the United States. And for Irish businesses coming in selling product, if they're too slow to get on top of this, that's when they can run into issues and problems.
Okay. Jakob Williamson from Tabs Incorporated. Jakob, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Now, tell us a little bit about your business and what exactly you do, if you would, Jakob.
Yeah, for about 650 European entities that set up a subsidiary in the US, we do the back office, meaning we help them with the setup of the entity, the incorporation, typically Delaware, and then the tax IDs, the bank account, starting their payroll, helping them with the HR, all the way up to handling their mail, handling their phone, and depositing checks even.
Is the landscape in the US for a new business, is it difficult to navigate? Or, and obviously, you know, that's your business, but when you compare it to other jurisdictions, such as your own country, Holland, how does it compare?
Well, I think a lot of European companies underestimate, number one, how big the US is. I mean, compare, California would be the seventh largest GDP in the world. And it's 50 different jurisdictions that you're working in. And you have to consider that. You cannot just copy paste a job offer from one employee in one state to a job offer in another state. And that's what they underestimate. And that takes quite a bit of budget to prepare yourself. What we typically say is either go big or stay home for the time being and try to do it remotely, because that's also an option. You're definitely not going to get the more than the low-hanging fruit. If you want to get the maximum potential in the US, you have to have boots on the ground, and you need to make sure that you have US salespeople. It's a different atmosphere.
Now I want to talk to a gentleman who operates a business in the US. He's Brian Tyrrell. He heads up Kilrock Capital Securitization Services. Now tell me a little bit about your own experience. I know you're a man, a numbers man, somebody who is involved in development in a particular part of New York. Tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Well, first, yes, I am a numbers man, unfortunately. I'm an investment analyst, but my business partner is a development expert, really. And long story short, we are involved in developing niche real estate developments in, I'd say, the premier zone in Brooklyn, a very trendy area in New York now, Park Slope, Carroll Gardens, all around there. And we develop very specific high-end condominiums and brownstone refurbishments, that sort of stuff, but very niche developments in a very niche area of Brooklyn.
So in order for that to work, you've got a partner on the ground over there, but a lot of these projects would be funded by Irish investment. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely true. My partner, John O'Reilly, is essentially based in Brooklyn most of the time. He's been there for 30 years. The funding for these projects is a combination of senior debt, which is sourced in New York, and Irish investors, right, who go in through a low note structure. So we have a combination of Irish investors looking to benefit from the very, very strong real estate market in Brooklyn, combined with US senior debt. Now, that is an opportunity, but it does provide challenges because they have very strict rules in terms of paying out your ill-gotten gains from the US to overseas. And that's how we work with Stephen here on the tax point of view.
And, you know, when you talk about developing real estate in Brooklyn, yeah, in terms of planning, permissions, permits, is the, I suppose, the bureaucratic landscape very different?
I think that would qualify as understatement of the year. We have absolute clarity within the US. For example, the area we're developing our current project in is in 13th Street in Park Slope area of Brooklyn. And that's covered by R6B zoning rules. And that is very clear. It tells us exactly how much we can develop. In this case, it's twice the footprint. We have a 25 by 100-foot square foot lot. So that means we can develop 5,000 square feet. And the rules are very, very clear. That's it. Once we stick between the rules, right, we know what we can build.
And can people object like they can here?
No. No, there's no objection to what's called a build as of right. Now, they're going to have comments that you're not... We have a very specific rule book you have to operate within. Once you have that, you have build as of right. So once we buy somewhere, right, we demolish straight away. Right? We know what we're doing straight away. Yeah.
Very interesting. Last word to you, Stephen. In terms of Irish businesses that are maybe thinking of getting a foothold in the US market, what sort of advice would you give them?
Well, I think what we can add is to do your homework beforehand, make sure you're on top of the details, the tax and legal details, before you take a step over there, and you'll be on the way to success.
Yeah. So get tax advice, but more importantly, listen to the advice he gets.
Well said.
Something I haven't always done very well, but there you go. I'd like to thank my guests, Stephen Casey, Jacob Williamson, and Brian Tyrrell, for letting us into the unique world that is developing businesses in the US. Thank you, guys.
Very well.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.